whether you are in the building or join us through our web broadcast. Thank you for being with us today. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to another day of teaching coming from Center of Christ Ministries. We are a church with a heart for God's people. Our pastors are James and Kathy Flowers, and we're located in the city of San Bernardino at 468 West 5th Street. We offer Sunday morning education for new believers beginning at 9:30 a.m. and our Sunday services begin at 10:30 a.m. Life Application Bible Study is held 7 p.m. on Wednesday evening right here at the church, and Women's Bible Study is held 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings in the city of Ontario. We offer Kids for Christ Club for children ages 4 through 12 on Sunday mornings, where they are taught God's Word on their level. Every fourth Saturday of the month, we conduct Beyond the Walls Outreach, where we offer clothing, food, and hygiene kits for our displaced brothers and sisters in the community, and this service begins at 9 a.m. Also on fourth Saturday, we are meeting at 11:30 a.m. for Hope for a Woman's Heart Support Group. This is where women meet for a safe haven to encourage, empower, and lift each other up. Now, take a moment to get your pen and paper ready as we start the study, The Love Lifestyle, with Pastor James.
Here's what you and I might want to understand. Whatever you feed yourself is what grows. If you feed your body will grow. If you feed your soul will grow. If you feed your spirit will grow. If you feed your body enough, you'll hurt yourself. I hope I'm helping you. Amen. Much as I like food. You can't eat everything all the time. Is that making sense? If you feed your soul all the time, your soul will hurt you. It'll send you to hell. You'll go to hell mad at the church. I hope I'm helping you. What you need and what I need to do is feed our spirit. Now, the spirit only has one diet. I kind of like that because I like what I like and I don't like nothing else. I'm not one of them people that try a whole lot of different things. I go to a restaurant. I don't need a menu. I'm not looking to see what else they have on their menu. I go there for a certain thing. Amen. I don't go to look at no menu. I go for some chicken. That's the only reason I'm there. So I don't need a menu for that. What am I saying to you? The spirit only has one diet. The spirit don't feed on songs. Oh, it don't feed on tears. It do not feed on emotions. It feeds on one thing, God's word. If you don't give it God's word, it won't grow because it don't eat nothing but God's word. Strict diet. Thank you, preacher. I like that. Don't come bringing me no shrimp. Don't want that. Now, it might be good. I don't know. I ain't had none, so I don't even know how good it is. I like what I like. For years, Gary, I didn't eat nothing but vanilla ice cream. I was just as happy as I could be. Bring me some vanilla ice cream, I'm fine. I messed around and tried some pistachio one time. I kind of like that now. What am I saying? The spirit don't mess around. It don't try different things. You got to give it what it eats. Make sense? Okay. So let's go a little bit further. So Romans 12, 1 and 12, 2. Says, I beseech you, brethren, therefore, by the mercy of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service. Now, Paul was not talking to the soul. He wasn't even talking to the body. Body would be screaming, I don't want to be no sacrifice. Let me help you with this. The body only likes pleasure. Only. It only likes pleasure. Now, pleasure is something that's perceived. Oh, hope I'm mixed. Let me help you with this. Humans move toward pleasure and away from pain. All humans move toward pleasure and away from pain. But pleasure is something that is determined. Some people like one thing, other people don't like that. So depending on what the person determines what pleasure is, they move toward it. The body only moves toward pleasure, and it takes your soul and tries to talk it into pleasure, comfort, fun. It will talk you into that. Can I help you with this? You can't love long as your soul is in control. I hope I'm helping you, because your body will talk your soul into fun for it. What about me? I ain't having fun. Well, I'm not having a good time. What are you going to do for me? When love is completely opposite. Love is about others. Is that making sense? I hope I'm helping you today. I don't know if I'm helping. I'm helping me anyway. Okay, so let's go a little bit further. So I think this is where we, what time is it? I think this is where we are today. Okay, we talked about the emotions. This is last time. We talked about a worldview. Let me say a little bit about worldview and go a little bit further. Your worldview is critical to how you see and filter information. Your worldview. Here's an example. Preacher, survival of the fittest is a worldview. And if you believe in survival of the fittest, you'll think it's all right for weak things to die. Because survival of the fittest. Is that making sense? When Jesus went the opposite direction, he said, the meek shall inherit the earth. That's a worldview. Is that making sense? So whichever one of them worldviews you look at will change how you see things, even scripture. Ooh, survival of the fittest, you think there's nothing wrong with annihilating a bunch of people. Because they was weak. Because they was doing bad. Because they was wrong. Wipe them out. And if you're not careful, you'll be telling God, wipe them out. Wipe out a nation. Wipe out this. Wipe out that. Wipe out all the homosexuals. Did I throw a curve then? Survival of the fittest. Is that making sense? Instead of praying for them that God convert them, we'll be talking about kill them. Ooh, cuss over your world view. Make sense? So we actually have to have a worldview like Christ had. Making sense, everybody? Okay, so let me go a little bit further. I don't spend a lot of time there. So we talked about this. We talked about events and thinking and feelings and doing. We talked about that. Because an event triggers your thoughts, and your thoughts trigger your feelings, and you act out of how you feel. That'll get you into a world of trouble. Acting out of how you feel will never be, you'll never be able to love for real. Let me say it one more time. Acting out of how you feel, based off of what you thought, based off of an event that took place, you will never be able to love like God. Remember, we started out by saying God is love. You'll never be able, anything else is only a reflection of love or not a reflection of love. Make sense, everybody? So you've got to understand this. If you love, you cannot act from your feelings. It's not a wise idea to get married based on how you feel. Think about it. Your vows have nothing to do with how you feel. Don't say, don't even mention your feelings. In fact, when Jesus told him about praying, say, when you pray, forgive. He didn't even mention how you feel. Nowhere did he mention. Well, I don't feel it. He didn't even mention it. He said, forgive. What time is it? Okay. So you can never love by doing what you feel. That's what gets us in trouble. That's what really gets us in trouble. Doing what we feel gets us in trouble because we don't reflect God when we do what we feel. Let me go a little bit further. So this is where I wanted to go today. So preacher, I want to pick us up here, and I think I've got about 10 minutes here. So Ephesians 4, and so just so we understand the soul. The soul is not saved. The soul is not regenerated. There was no blood shed for the soul. There was no sacrifice made for the soul. All of the sacrifice and the blood that Jesus shed was for your spirit. There is no authority in the soul realm. As long as we act out of the soul, you don't have authority. Because God didn't give you authority in the soul. He gave you authority in the spirit.
Amen.
When God, I don't want to go there. Genesis 29, 30, round in there. When God told Adam and Eve to have dominion, this is the beginning of authority. When he said, have dominion over all of the earth, man was not a soul. Man was a spirit. Is that making sense? So you cannot operate authority out of the soul. It is a spiritual plan. And if you're not spiritual, or if your spirit haven't grown, you don't have authority.
That's right. Amen.
Boy, I done messed around and said something up in here.
Yes,
so it's really important to understand this. You cannot talk from your soul and have authority. Or power does not come out of the soul. Just because you're mad, you can't say stuff and expect God to back you up. Man's wrath does not work the righteousness of God.
Never.
All it works is destruction.
Amen.
Oh, I hope I'm helping you.
Yes, sir.
I don't know. I'm helping me.
Amen.
I'm helping me. I might not even be hungry after I get done. I'm helping me here today. Okay, let's pick it up here at the 17th verse in Ephesians chapter 4. And we're talking about soul, loving from the soul. The soul, remember, is at war with the spirit for control. The soul is at war with your spirit for control. The soul is the mind, it's the will, and it's the emotions. And they're all warring against the spirit because it wants control. And the body is teaming up with the soul because the body does not want to be a sacrifice.
Amen.
Because the body only wants pleasure. It wants what it wants when it wants, and it don't care what it costs you to give it what it wants, long as it gets what it wants.
Amen.
And you can never love from the body. I want what I want when I want it. And I don't care what it costs you, just give me what I want. Does that sound like love to you? You can never love from the body. That's why I stood up last, I think it was last Sunday, talking about it's no such thing as let's make love. Everybody looked at me funny. Like, what is he talking about? Because we done glamorized and glorified and made it sound so cute and made it sound so attractive and so much fun and all that kind of stuff. The reality is what we're doing is making it cheap. Because God is love. I want what I want when I want it, and I don't care what it costs you, just give me what I want. It's a whole bunch of women that's got babies because somebody wanted what they wanted when they wanted and didn't care what it costs you to give it to them.
Amen.
Now they swole and you don't care nothing about them. Look at somebody say, that's not love.
That's not love.
Where was I at? I just got off track there. Read for me, preacher. Get me back on track here.
We're in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 17.
Uh-huh.
This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye therefore walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the darkness of their hearts.
Hold it, preacher. Don't walk as the other Gentiles walk or as the world walks, in vanity of our mind. Proverbs said it this way, trust in the Lord with your spirit, all your heart, and lean not to your own mind or your own understanding, but all of your ways acknowledge him. In other words, let him lead you, not how you feel. And he will direct you if you let him lead you and not your feelings. Making sense? He'll lead you to a happy relationship. On the way, you'll be upset a lot. Is that making sense? But if you're letting him lead you, you won't say stuff that destroy it.
That's right.
Ooh, boy. You won't do things that destroy what you're trying to accomplish. Making sense?
Amen.
All your ways acknowledge him. And he will. Scripture told us, said, look, be angry, but don't sin. The Bible didn't tell you to kill your emotion. He said, don't let them control you.
That's right.
Be angry, but don't sin. Because you'll get angry, but don't sin. That it doesn't. Well, it seems like our time has come to an end. Thank you so much for being with us. How I enjoyed our time together. I hope this was beneficial to you. If you would like to become a member of the Center of Christ Church on the Web, or if you'd like to be one of our partners, this broadcast is being sponsored by the partners of COCM. You could go to our website, www.centerofchristministry.com. There you can find what you need to join the church or become a partner of the COCM ministry. Until next time, God bless.
Thank you for being with us today, and we hope that you gleaned something from what you heard. We're going to pick up next week, and we hope that you'll take what you learned and study that and let it really get into your heart, and just be blessed this week, and we'll see you again next week. Take care, God bless, and see you soon.